طيب الحمد لله رب العالمين أحمده وأستعينه وأستهديه وأستغفره وأشكره وأصلي وأسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وأسأل الله أن يرزقنا جميعا حسن النية وحسن العمل وحسن الختام. I ask Allah to grant us all the sincere intentions, good deeds, and good ending. كنا نتكلم أمس عن بعض شروط صحة الجماعة. We were talking yesterday about some of the conditions for the prayer in congregations, in congregation to be valid. نكمل كلامنا في هذا إن شاء الله. We will continue today talking about this issue. كنا ذكرنا أمس أن تقدم المأموم على الإمام بركنين فعليين لغير عذر يبطل الصلاة، وكذا لو تأخر عنه بهما. If you remember yesterday, we mentioned that if the follower precedes the imam with two integrals of actions without any excuse, or if he lack behind the imam for more than two integrals of action, for with two integrals complete two integrals of action without an excuse, that this invalidates the prayer of the follower. وكذا يبطل الصلاة التأخر عن الإمام بأكثر من ثلاثة أركان طويلة للعذر. يعني طيب إن كان تأخر بركنين بغير عذر بطلت صلاته، طب إن كان عذر فتأخر، إن كان التأخر بأكثر من ثلاثة أركان طويلة بطلت صلاته. Now we said that lacking behind the imam with two integrals of action without an excuse invalidates the prayer of the follower. طيب what if there is an excuse? Then if one lacks behind the imam for more than three long integrals of action, then this invalidates the follower's prayer. If you want, put it in the office. Is it open? Sadiqa, give it to Sadiqa Muhammad. Give it to Sadiqa. Is there? She's there. Okay, good. Allah yubarik fikum. Turn off your phones, your cell phones, please. Turn them off. مثال ما ذكرنا أن يكون الإمام سريعا في قراءة الفاتحة والمأموم بطيئا في قراءة الفاتحة. An example for what we mentioned is for the Imam to recite Al-Fatiha quickly while the follower cannot recite quickly. He recites slowly. فينهي الإمام الفاتحة. The Imam finishes الفاتحة. وينزل إلى الركوع ويركع. And he makes a ركوع. والمأموم بعد يقرأ الفاتحة. And the follower is still reciting الفاتحة. ثم يرفع الإمام من الركوع إلى الاعتدال. Then the Imam goes up from a ركوع to الاعتدال. والمأموم ما زال يقرأ الفاتحة. And the follower is still reciting الفاتحة because he cannot go quickly. He is slow in that. ثم ينزل الإمام إلى السجود. Then the Imam goes down to السجود. الإمام سبق المأموم بشو بركنين فعليين. In this case now the Imam is ahead of the follower with two integrals of actions, isn't it? لكن لا تبطل صلاة المأموم هنا لأنه معذور. In this case the prayer of the follower is not invalidated because he has an excuse here. Isn't it an obligation upon the follower to recite Al-Fatiha? So isn't it an integral of the prayer? Which means if he leaves it out, his prayer is invalid. So he needs to recite Al-Fatiha. So he has an excuse there. He did not finish yet reciting Al-Fatiha. طيب. ثم الإمام سجد وجلس بين السجدتين. Then الإمام makes a sujood and then sits between the two sujoods. ثم سجد السجدة الثانية. Then he goes to the second sujood. إلى هنا ثم رفع رأسه من السجود الثاني. Then he lifts his head from the second sujood. إلى هنا كم ركن صار الإمام متقدما بها على المأموم. Up till here and the follower is still reciting الفاتحة. So up till here, by how many rukuns, by how many integrals the Imam precedes the follower? الركوع, الاعتدال, to stand up from a ركوع, السجود, الجلوس بين السجدتين, to sit between the two sujoods, then the next sujood, السجود الثاني. أنهى كل هذه. The Imam finished all of those. فالإمام متقدم على المأموم بخمسة أركان. So the Imam now is ahead of the follower with five integrals of action. لكن من هذه الأركان الخمسة ما هو قصير ومنها ما هو طويل. Some of those five integrals are short and some are long. الاعتدال قصير والجلوس بين السجدتين قصير. To stand up after a ركوع is a short integral. To sit between the two sujood is a short one. ماذا يبقى من الأركان الطويلة؟ ثلاثة. The rest is three long integrals. الركوع, السجود الأول والسجود الثاني. Make a ركوع, the first sujood and the second sujood. في هذه الحال إذا قعد الإمام ليتشهد أو قام ليقرأ الفاتحة، قام إلى الركعة التي بعدها، فالمأموم يترك ترتيب نفسه لا يمشي، والمأموم بعد يقرأ الفاتحة، المأموم عند ذلك يترك ترتيب نفسه ويتبع الإمام فيما هو فيه. In this case, the follower leaves out the observing his own sequence, his own sequence, if you want, and follows the Imam with what the Imam is doing. إذا كان الإمام يتشهد ينزل فورا للتشهد. If the Imam was saying التشهد, is sitting to التشهد, the follower goes down to التشهد. إذا كان الإمام يقرأ الفاتحة المأموم يعيد الفاتحة من الأول. If the Imam is reciting الفاتحة, then the follower leaves out completing it and he recites it from the beginning. ثم بعد سلام الإمام يأتي بركعة. Then after the Imam says السلام عليكم, the follower makes an extra ركعة. أما لو أنهى المأموم قراءة الفاتحة قبل أن يتلبس الإمام بالركن الرابع بعد الأركان الثلاثة الطويلة، قبل أن يتلبس بالركن الرابع، فهنا يمشي المأموم على ترتيب نفسه، يمشي على ترتيب نفسه ويلحق الإمام. Now if the follower finishes reciting الفاتحة before the Imam sits for التشهد or stands up to the following rak'ah, يعني before he is actually standing up and before he is actually sitting down, if the follower finished his fatiha before that, whether when the imam was in the first sujood, second sujood, sitting between the two sujoods, or even when he first lifts his head from a sujood before he actually sits or becomes standing, in this case the follower keeps up going with his own sequence and catch up with the imam. هذا هو الحكم بالنسبة للأركان الفعلية. This is the rule in what pertains the integrals of action. يعني لو فرضنا أن شخصا يصلي خلف الإمام ولا بلا ما نفوت بها التفصيل. واضح اللي حكينا؟ Is it clear? The short integrals do not count, correct. Only the long ones and if they exceed three long integrals. Correct. وفيك. He does the same thing every rak'ah. If he's late every rak'ah, then he does the same thing every rak'ah. The same judgment applies every rak'ah. So For example, if for an excuse, he cannot finish Al-Fatiha until in the first rak'ah, until the Imam stood up for the second one. So we said he leaves out his own sequence and he starts again with the Fatiha, with the Imam. طيب, in the second rak'ah, if the same thing occurs, then again he does the same thing. Now he has to catch up to do two rak'ahs after the Imam makes the closing salam. If this occurs in the third rak'ah also, then he has to do three rak'ahs after the Imam's salam. The same judgment applies every rak'ah. القولية طويلة مثل قراءة الفاتحة طويل, الركوع طويل, التشهد طويل مثل هذا طويل, أما الجلوس بين السجدتين والاعتدال قصير. لا, ليس بمجرد وقوفه, إنما بعد أن يقف يتابعه فيما هو فيه. ما شرط يتابعه فيما هو فيه في أثناء وقوفه. عدلي وهو لم يتبعه. إن لحقه في التشهد الأول لا تبطل. If the follower catches the Imam while he is still sitting to recite at tashahud, he leaves out his own sequence and catches the Imam while he is still sitting, then his prayer is valid, is not invalidated. أو بالجلوس يعني. طيب, تشهد, أنتم اجعلوا المسألة في التشهد الأخير. التشهد الأول خلوني أراجع في هذا, أما المسألة تشهد يعني التشهد الأخير, أما الأول أراجع إن شاء الله لأنه سنة ليس فرضا, أراجع في هذا. طيب, نعم. إيه علي, he should join the Imam while he is sitting in at-tashahud. If he does not until the tashahud is over, if he joins him while he is still sitting in the at-tashahud, his prayer is valid. Of course. he has the option to immediately join him. That's what he does. He joins the Imam in At-Tashahud. Although the Ma'moom, the follower, did, well, that's what he does. Okay. Yes. Okay. When the Imam sits for At-Tashahud or stands up, the follower leaves out continuing Al-Fatiha and joins the Imam with which the Imam is doing.
Two cases, not one case. One case is sitting, one case is standing.
Okay. If he's standing and he doesn't do it, the prayer is invalid.
If the Imam, it depends. Does the Imam sit for At-Tashahud or stand to recite Al-Fatiha? He might sit, this might happen in the last rak'ah. And the Imam sits to recite At-Tashahud. And this might happen in the first rak'ah. And the Imam would stand up to do the second rak'ah. So if the Imam stands up, what the Ma'moom does, that he stops continuing Al-Fatiha and he starts again with the Imam. This is one case. If the Imam sits, he's in the fourth rak'ah, so he sits to make At-Tashahud. The follower leaves out continuing Al-Fatiha and he sits with the Imam. After the Imam makes As-Salam, he makes a rak'ah. Yeah, well, يعني, as what if he is late until the Imam lifts his head and sits to the first tashahud, which is sunnah, then what does the Ma'moom, is it the same thing, he needs to follow him in a tashahud or waits until he stands up? This I said, let's check it. This case, I said, let's check it. طيب. طالما لم يسبقه الإمام بثلاثة أركان بأكثر من ثلاثة أركان طويلة بلحقه قال المؤلف وأن يعلم بانتقالات إمامه The author said, the follower must know the movements of his imam. يعني من شروط القدوة صحة القدوة أن يعلم المأموم بانتقالات الإمام. Among the conditions for the validity of praying in jama'ah is for the follower to know about the movements of his imam. إما برؤيته, whether by seeing him, أو بسماع صوته, أو by hearing his voice, أو بتبليغ مبلغ, or there is someone who conveys from the imam. يعني إذا ركع الإمام المبلغ يبلغ يقول واحد بين المصلين مثلا ليس شرطا أن يكون مصليا يرفع صوته بالتكبير حتى يسمع الذين بعده ممن لا يبلغهم صوت الإمام وهكذا في الاعتدال والسجود. So if the follower does not see the imam and does not hear his voice, but the follower sees someone who sees the imam and he follows him, then this is enough. This is okay. Or he does not see someone that sees the imam, but he hears the voice of someone who conveys from the imam what the imam is doing. For example, at night, they are praying at night. The follower cannot see the imam, and he cannot see those who see the imam. So how does he know about the movements of the imam if he cannot hear his voice? One among the people who pray behind the imam and hear his voice would convey the movements of the imam by saying loud, for example, when the imam goes to a ruku', he says loud, Allahu Akbar. When the imam lifts up from a ruku', he says with a loud voice, Sami'a Allahu liman hamidah, and not Rabbana lakal hamd. He says with a loud voice, Sami'a Allahu liman hamidah. Then when the imam goes down to a sujood, he says, Allahu Akbar, and so on. So this is how it goes. If the follower knows about the movements of the imam by either of those ways, of these ways, then the prayer of the follower is valid. His jama'ah is valid. واضح أحد عنده استفهام؟ بهاي المسألة ولا باللي قبلها؟ أطول بالك باللي قبلها لأنه هلأ منشتت الذهن بالأخير. جلال لأنه ما هو يبلغ عن الإمام، الإمام إيش قال؟ بإيش جهر الإمام؟ بسمع الله لمن حمده فهو يجهر بها. If the person does not see the imam, he does not see those who see the imam, he is blind, for example, and he does not hear the voice of the imam, then if there is no conveyor, there is no person to convey, how is he going to know about the movements of the imam? Then there is no need for someone to convey. If everyone can hear the imam, then no one conveys from the imam. There is no need for that. Yeah, no one conveys. No one conveys. There is no need. Yes. What? No. 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 Even if they hear the voice of the imam, their prayer is invalid. Now we'll talk why. We are going to mention it. Even though we are going to mention this case, inshallah. Yeah, there might be 2, 3, 4, 5, 7 people to convey. Yes. When there is a big number of people, then you need more than one conveyor. And it is not a condition that the one who conveys to be praying. It is not a condition. He might convey without being praying. لا أدري لا أدري لا أذكر. نعم عبد الرحيم. يكفي. If there is a microphone and they hear all of them, the voice of the imam through the microphone, this is enough. We are going to talk about that, inshallah. طيب. وأن يجتمعا في مسجد وإلا ففي مسافة 300 ذراع يدوية. The follower must be with his imam in a mosque, masjid, or else within 300 cubits. يعني يشترط من شروط القدوة أن يجتمع الإمام والمأموم في مكان، فإما أن يجتمعا في مسجد، هنا ثلاث حالات: إما أن يكونا في مسجد، وإما أن يكون أحدهما في مسجد والآخر خارج المسجد، وإما أن يكون كلاهما خارج المسجد. The imam and the follower need to be considered together. In a place together. They need to be considered to be together. There are three different cases in this issue. Either both of them would be within a masjid, a mosque, which is waqf, or both of them would be outside the masjid, or one of them would be inside the masjid and the other one outside the masjid. إن كان كلاهما في مسجد فلا يشترط مسافة بينهما يعدان مجتمعين ومهما بعدت المسافة بينهما. If both are in a masjid, then they are considered together, regardless of the distance between the imam and the follower. So if the imam stands next to al-mihrab and the follower chooses to stand at the door of the masjid, which is at the other end of the masjid, behind the imam, then they are considered together. If he can know about the movements of the imam, then he can follow this imam in the prayer. أما وإن كان أحدهما وإن كانا خارج المسجد, if both of them are outside the masjid, فلا بد أن تكون المسافة بينهما 300 ذراع يدوية أو أقل. So if both of them are outside the masjid, then the distance between the two of them has to be 300 cubits or less. فإن كانت أكثر لم تصح القدوة. If the distance is more than that, it is not valid for the person, the follower, to follow that imam in the prayer. Be careful, we are talking about an imam and a follower. We are not talking about the case when there are rows. In this case, if there are rows, then one after the other, as they do usually, then and the imam, the follower, is standing in one of those rows, then regardless of the distance between the imam and the follower, his prayer is valid. So if those throws continue for 3 miles, and the imam, so the follower is standing in one of those throws, away, 3 miles away from the imam, the prayer is valid. The jama'ah is valid. But if the follower chooses to stand away from the last throw more than 300 cubits away for more than 300 cubits from the last throw, then he cannot pray in jama'ah with that imam. So if there are rows and the follower is in one of those rows, it is valid regardless of the distance, as long as the distance between the row where he stands and the one before it is not more than 300 cubits. As long as there is not a separation between him and the imam by more than 300 cubits where there are no rows. واضح؟ لا المأموم ما بيصح يقتدي لا يصح أن يقتدي بالإمام We are not talking about the المكروه we are talking about the validity now هلا بنذكره وفيك هلا إن كان أحدهما في المسجد والآخر خارج المسجد فالشرط أن تكون المسافة بين المسجد وبين الثاني 300 ذراع أو أقل بين المسجد وبين الثاني 300 ذراع أو أقل. Now if one of them is inside the masjid and the other is outside the masjid, then the distance between the one who's inside the masjid, the distance between the masjid itself and the one who's outside it has to be 300 cubits or less. Between the masjid and the one who's outside the masjid has to be 300 cubits or less. فإن كان المأموم لا يرى الإمام اشترط أن لا يتقدم على من يربط صلاته بصلاة الإمام لأن هذا الذي يربط صلاته بصلاة الإمام صار بالنسبة إليه كالإمام. Now if the person does not see the Imam, his prayer, he follows the imam through a third person who conveys to him what the imam is doing. He sees a third person and this is why he knows what the imam is doing. He does not see the imam, he does not hear his voice. Rather, he follows the imam through a third person in between. In this case, it is not valid for him to stand ahead of this third person or to precede him in doing the integrals, just as it is not permissible for him to do that with the imam, because this third person becomes for him like the imam, so he treats him just as he treats the imam. طيب وأن لا يحول بينهما حائل يمنع الاستطراق. كذلك من شروط صحة القدوة أن لا يكون هناك حائل يحول بين المأموم وبين رؤية الإمام أو الوصول إليه لو أراد من غير الانحراف عن القبلة. Also among the conditions for the validity of al-jama'ah is for no barrier to exist between the follower and the imam. And when we are talking about a barrier, we mean something that prevents the follower from seeing the imam, or prevents or seeing the one who sees the imam, or seeing the one who sees, 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 the one who sees the imam. That's what it means. Or a barrier that prevents the one who prays from reaching the imam without deviating from al-qibla. إن وجد حائل مثل هذا لم تصح القدوة. If there is a barrier like this, then the prayer, it is not valid to intend following the imam in the prayer. مثل المثال الذي ذكرته أختنا, like the example that the sister mentioned. إذا كان هناك طابقان منفصلان, if there was two separate floors, والإمام في واحد والمأمومون وقسم من المأمومين في الثاني, the imam is in one floor, whether the first one or the second one, and the followers are in the other one, some of the followers are in the other one, ولا يرون لا يرون الإمام ولا من يرى الإمام. They don't see the Imam and they don't see those who see the Imam. في هذه بل هناك حائل يمنع الرؤية, but there is a barrier that prevents them from seeing the Imam or those who see the Imam. في هذه الحال لا تصح صلاتهم. In this case, those who are in the other floor, the prayer is invalid. أما لو كان يوجد هنا مثلا سقف إلى منتصف, يوجد هنا مثلا سقف إلى منتصف هذا المصلى. Now if for example there is in this مصلى, if there is in this مصلى A balcony. من وقف يصلي على هذا على هذه الشرفة تصح صلاته مقتديا بمن يصلي في المحراب. If one stands on this balcony and prays following the imam who is in al-mihrab, his or her prayer is valid. He or she can follow the imam. لأنه لا يوجد حائل يمنع الرؤية ولا حائل يمنع الاستطراق. Because there is no barrier that prevents seeing the imam or those who see the imam. And there is no barrier that prevents the person who is on the balcony to come to the imam if he wants, isn't it? No, I'm not saying that he can jump. I'm saying there is no barrier. Yeah, is there a barrier? There is no barrier. Now you tell me he cannot jump. I say, okay, he cannot. But there is no barrier that prevents him. This is why his followingship is valid. Oh no, if there is glass, then there is a barrier. Or a wall, then there is a barrier. But if there is nothing, no glass, no, it's open, then, for example, yeah, like in the mosque in Al-Masjid Al-Haram in Mecca, they have floors, don't they? And there is no barrier. So if you pray on the first floor, second floor, third floor, yani on one of those floors, then it is valid because there is no barrier. I'm not saying he can jump. No, I'm saying there is no barrier. The air is not a barrier. This is why if the imam is in one ship and the follower is in another ship, he can pray behind the imam because the water, the river, the sea, the ocean is not a barrier. Now you tell me he would drown. I'm not saying let him jump. I'm saying there is no barrier between them. That's it. Why do they say that? Because they follow a mujtahid who says that, or because they make their own ijtihad? If they say that because they follow their own ijtihad and they are not mujtahids, then they are committing a sin. Yes, but you cannot go through it. It is a barrier that prevents from going, from reaching. Doesn't it prevent seeing? If it prevents seeing and reaching or reaching, then it is a barrier that prevents. Let me finish the mentioning the cases that I want to, so I don't forget. Now in this musalla, for example, let's say all the musalla gets full in the Jumu'ah prayer and some people stand in the hallway. They cannot see the imam, can they? No. But they are in a row, they are the continuation of a row of people who can see the imam, or who can see those who can see those who can see the imam. Isn't it the case? So the continuation of such row has the same judgment of the initial row. So those who pray outside, although they cannot see the imam, and if they want to come to the imam, they need to deviate from Al-Qibla, still their prayer is valid. Why? Because the start of the row, which is in here, they can see the imam and they can reach the imam without deviating from Al-Qibla. So the continuation of the row would have the same judgment. So their prayer is valid. Now, if more people come and there is no place in the hallway for them, and the door of the entrance is open, If people stand outside in a row, and some among those who are in the row can see those who are inside, because the door is open and they can reach them, then those who are outside, their prayer is valid, because the rest of the row would have the same judgment of those who can see and reach. And if other people come and another row, a second row is formed behind them, because they can see those who can see those who are inside, then it is valid, and so on. If the door entrance is closed, then those who pray outside, their prayer is invalid, because they cannot see and they cannot reach the imam. Okay, they cannot reach the row which is in front of them. So, as long as the arrows, if it goes for 100 miles, it is valid. And this is why some Shafi'is said, a number among the Shafi'i scholars said, you don't make more than one Jumu'ah in the town. They said, okay, if the masjid is not enough, then you open the door of the masjid and the people can pray outside in the street. And this can continue as long as it is needed. So there is no need to make another Jumu'ah. What do you mean, Farag? It is a continuing row, but they are falling short. They shouldn't. When you stand in one row, you should not leave spaces. And I'm not saying to bother the one who's next to you, like to go and crowd him. No, but don't leave like spaces between you and the one next to you. Stand as usual, as you stand next to someone, in the norm, like in a way that in the norm it is considered that you do not leave a space, an empty space between you and the other person. Because the devil passes from between those spaces. So they shouldn't exist. And you do not start a new row before continuing the one before it. One should not do that. And it shouldn't be, as we said, more than 3 cubits between one row and the one before it. If there is more than 3 cubits, it is valid, but it is makruh, it is disliked. So there should not be more than 3 cubits between one row and the row that goes after it. بلى ما بعرف أنا أنه لهون بلى هذا عالي إذا هيك فعند غير الشافعي تصح تفضل الذي لا يرى الإمام لكن يرى من يرى الإمام. لا إن كانت صلاته مربوطة بصلاة الإمام بواسطة ثالث، إن كان هكذا صار هذا الثالث كالإمام بالنسبة له فلا يتقدم عليه. خالد، did you want to say something or an iron what? Okay. Doesn't it prevent going? It does. Even if it does not prevent seeing, if it prevents going, then it is not. So can you pass through this? No, you cannot. Then it is not valid. According to other than al-Shafi'i, it is valid. But according to al-Shafi'i, it's not valid in this case. Naam, Haj Umar. How high, Haj? Haj, if it is something which is not low, really low, so you can step above it without changing your direction from Al-Qibla, your chest from Al-Qibla, then it is a barrier. This is why, if there was a window which is lower than this, like as high as the shelf, for example, and it was open, it is not valid if the person stands behind it and prays with the imam who's praying in there, because although he can see, but he cannot get to the imam without changing the direction. Then the same judgment of the door of the that we mentioned applies. If this is the case, then there is. The whole row would have the same judgment of those who stand behind this opening. Then in this case, it would be valid. Tafaddal Abdul Rahman. خلص ما بيعود القدوة بطلت ما بيعود يقتدوا بالإمام. ما في شو؟ إذا كان في حاجة الحكم على حسب الحال يحكم. أنا ما رايح يعني ما طالع لفوق بدي أقول. طيب، قال المؤلف: وأن يتوافق نظم صلاتيهما، فلا تصح قدوة مصلي الفرض خلف صلاة الجنازة. The author said the format of the follower's prayer must agree with the format of the imam's prayer. For example, it is invalid for the performer of the daily obligatory prayer to follow the performer of the funeral prayer, صلاة الجنازة. يعني من شروط صحة الجماعة والقدوة أن يكون نظم الصلاتين واحدا. Among the conditions for the validity of praying in jama'ah with the imam is for the format of the follower prayer to be similar to the format of the imam's prayer. for both of them to have the same format. فإن كان الإمام يصلي مثلا الجنازة والمأموم صلاة الصبح لم تصح قدوته به. If the Imam is praying, for example, the Janaza prayer, and the follower is praying the Subh prayer, then it is not valid to follow the Imam in the prayer. لأن نظم الصلاتين مختلف, because the format of the two prayers is different. كذلك من كان يصلي صلاة الكسوف بركوعين وسجودين كما هو الأكمل في كل ركعة لا يصح أن يقتدي به من يصلي الصبح. Likewise, the one who is praying the prayer of the eclipse of the sun with two ruku's in every rak'ah, as it is better to do it. For the prayer of the eclipse, you can pray it like you pray as-subuh, and you can pray it with two ruku' in every rak'ah. You recite Al-Fatiha, you recite from Al-Qur'an, you make ruku'. Then you stand up, you recite from Al-Qur'an, and then you make ruku'. Then you stand up, then you go to as-sujood. It is better to do it this way. So if the Imam is doing it this way, and the follower is praying as-subuh, it is invalid to follow this Imam in the prayer. إِلَّا إِن تَبِعَهُ فِي آخِرِ رُكُوعٍ مِنَ الرَّكْعَةِ الثَّانِيَةِ. Except if the follower follows the Imam in the last ruku' of the second rak'ah, of the last rak'ah. هنا يصح, then it is valid. Because from now on they have the same format. إذا بس تبعه في آخر ركعة في الركوع الأخير. يصح يصح. أليس قلنا يصح مع الكراهة؟ If you remember, we said yesterday, you can pray the obligatory prayer following someone who is praying a sunnah, but it is disliked. So it is valid. طيب نتوقف هنا. Let us stop here. والله أعلم. الله knows best. كان لأحد سؤال فليتفضل. If you have any questions, go ahead. هو المسجد هذا معناه. تفضل ربيع.
فبتأخر عن الإمام بالركعة الثالثة ليس لأجل بطء القراءة بالفاتحة, ولكن لأجل بطء قراءته في التشهد الأول. هون منقول عنده عذر ليتأخر بأكثر من ركنين فعليين أو لا؟
لا, ما هو فرض عليه يقرأ التشهد الأول.
أيوة. فإذا تأخر لأجل هذا السبب فعنده هون بس
إنه ما في منهم لو هذا منه فرض. منه فرض.
بالمأموم والإمام أكثر من 300 ذراع.
ماني سامع أنه قلوا نفس الحكم. بعرف بالمسجد شيء جلال.
شيخ سمير, شو الفرق بين المسألة لما يكون المأموم يقرأ الفاتحة ونزل الإمام إلى الركوع فنزل المأموم مع الإمام, يعني ما 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 كفى قراءة الفاتحة ونزل مع الإمام, شو الفرق بين هذه الحالة والحالة اللي ذكرناها بالدرس؟ أنه
ما فهمت, بتعيد السؤال؟
لا, في حالة لما يكون الإمام نزل إلى الركوع أنهى قراءة الفاتحة والمأموم بعده ما أنهى قراءة الفاتحة ولكن نزل مع الإمام فورا إلى الركوع,
ايه يأتي بركعة بعد السلام الإمام,
بس كأنه قلنا من يومين
مسبوق. تتكلم عن المسبوق أم لا؟ لا تتكلم عن المسبوق. المسبوق صحت انتهى, أما غير المسبوق يأتي بركعة، إن لم يتم الفاتحة يأتي بركعة لأنه فاته ركن. ليش جامد؟ أي تنتان هذاك مسبوق؟ هكذا حكمه في الشرع.
ما هو المسبوق؟
مسبوق يعني إذا جاء متأخرا، ما كبر مع الإمام، جاء متأخرا كبر ثم قرأ آية البسملة فنزل الإمام للركوع، هنا تعتبر قراءة الإمام قراءة
ينزل
له
معه. أما إن كبر المأموم بعد الإمام
وتعد تحسب له الركعة لو لم يقرأ هنا، لو لم يقرأ الفاتحة لأنه مسبوق.
أيوه
تمام،
بارك الله فيك
وفيك. جو
person who doesn't see the imam and you follow someone who's conveying the movements, what do you say about I was once taught you don't have the intention to follow that person, you're following the imam but through this person's movements. Can you just expand?
No, he does not make the intention to follow that person. He makes the intention to follow the imam, but he knows about the movements of the imam through that person, so he does not go ahead of that person. Right. He treats that person as if this is his imam, as if.
What are the conditions for the building to be considered a masjid in addition to being waqf?
To be waqf.
What about
it? Does not have to be a building. Sometimes it's a piece of land and it's not built yet, but someone makes it waqf to as a masjid, and that's it. It holds that judgment.
But what about like
sometimes you might make. You might make a trailer waqf for prayer. Then you have there a moving masjid. Yes. A mobile masjid. Yes. You might do that.
But, Shaykh,
don't you hear about some of the previous rulers? They used, when they used to go to war or the like, they used to take the masjid with them. How would that be done? Like in a similar way. Yeah. You masalan Muhammad Kamun would make a platform of wood and then he makes it waqf and for praying as a masjid, and that platform would be judged as a masjid. So it does not have to be a building like this.
Does it have to? So I've heard people say like it has to be open certain hours, and they put certain conditions on.
No.
Okay. What about fire as a barrier?
Huh?
Well, this is a separate question. Fire being a barrier.
Fire is not a barrier. No.
Okay.
Fire, river, sea, those are not barriers. Air, those are not barriers. Because the people do not use those things to separate things usually. So they do not use air to separate. They do not use water to separate. They do not use fire to separate. This is why they are not considered barriers. Yes, Tawaddal.
Can you still... even in the Western countries, specify a waqf for a masjid? In the Western countries, even still the same?
Yeah.
Yeah? And is there a difference in the reward for to pray in the masalla and a masjid?
And the reward?
In jama'ah.
Let me recheck. Ahmed.
If there was an imam and he started praying, someone came to the prayer late, but they were able to recite the Fatiha with the imam. But before
they were able?
Yes.
Okay.
But before they finished their Fatiha, the imam went to ruku' is the ma'mum.
Then they try to finish al-fatiha and catch. They try to finish al-fatiha and catch the imam in a ruku'.
If he doesn't catch the imam in a ruku' for tuma'nina, does he have to repeat the cycle?
If he does not.
If he doesn't get tuma'nina with the imam.
If he does not catch al-imam in a ruku' to do tuma'nina with him.
Does he have to repeat the cycle?
Well, I remember that he needs to make a rak'ah after the salam of imam, but I'll review it, inshallah. Don't take my answer. I'll review it. You're talking about the first rak'ah. Yeah, okay.
المسبوق حتى الإنسان يكون مسبوق
يعني لا ما عنده وقت يكفي لقراءة الفاتحة بعد التكبير ما بين تكبيره ونزول الإمام إلى الركوع ما عنده وقت كافي لقراءة الفاتحة هذا المسبوق يا عمر okay, بارك الله فيك the one who okay Now I have a lot of questions already. So please, if you stop giving me questions, otherwise you will be sitting here until 12:10, and then I'll tell you we'll continue at 12:30. So I don't want to do that. So please, let's stop for now. Don't give me more questions. Don't give me more questions. Let me finish those questions. You can ask in the second session. شو عمر؟
العربي إذا فيك ترجمة بالإنجليزي الله يبارك فيك.
Someone is مسبوق if he comes to follow the imam he says Allahu Akbar but he does not have enough time يعني after saying Allahu Akbar a short time after saying Allahu Akbar the imam goes to a ruku' so The follower does not have enough time to recite Al-Fatiha. And this is the first rak'ah for him. He does not have enough time to recite Al-Fatiha. Such a person is called in Arabic Masbuq, which means yeah, like a latecomer or the like. In this case, he does not continue reciting Al-Fatiha. He leaves out reciting Al-Fatiha and follows the imam. And this rak'ah is counted for him because this is his first rak'ah and he does not have enough time to recite al-fatiha so he follows the imam and he catches a ruku' with the imam so this rak'ah is counted for him although he does not finish al-fatiha
what's a short time
no it means a time which is not enough for him to recite Al-Fatiha. That's it. طيب. The followers are outside of the masjid and the door is open and they can see the followers inside. Then a strong wind closed the door. If the door is closed, that's it. This interrupts the following ship. Now, after the following ship is interrupted, if someone comes again and opens the door, they can make again the intention of following those the imam who is inside. Because now, again, they have the opportunity. No, this does not interrupt their prayer, but the following ship is interrupted. They continue on their own. But if the door is open again, then they can again make the intention of following the imam. Is a TV considered a barrier if it is placed in a big TV, like a wall that prevents someone to go to another person, which I don't think... This is the case. Small TV is not considered a barrier, no. Is a curtain considered a barrier? A curtain prevents seeing if it is not transparent, it prevents seeing. So if someone is praying, can he follow someone who is praying? Oh, okay. Someone is praying al-Maghrib. Can he follow someone who is praying al-Isha? The answer is yes. They have the same format. And vice versa. Except at the end of the prayer, there are certain details there. I do not advise anyone to do that. Anyway, this is makruh. It is disliked to do that. إن كان شخص يقل يصلي في قاعة في مسجد لكنه لا يعلم بانتقالات الإمام بسبب التشويش لا يسمع الإمام ولا يرى من يرى الإمام هل تصح الجماعة هنا؟ طيب بسبب التشويش لا يسمع الإمام فهمت ولا يسمع من يسمع منه لكن كيف لا يرى ليش لا يرى من يرى الإمام؟ إذا كان لوجود حائل ما قلنا ما بيمشي الحال يعني هل يصح وضع مرآة صلة كمان برجع بقلكن إذا كان لا يستطيع أن يرى من يرى الإمام لو حط مراية ما هو معناها لا يستطيع أن يرى من يرى الإمام ما بتصح الصلاة هل إن كان يعرف بحركات الإمام بانتقالاته بواسطة مرآة ويرى من يرى الإمام أو يسمع أو يعني بحيث أن القدوة تصح لا بأس يعني لا بأس بمعنى أنه تصح وإلا هو المصلي يحكي فيها when you say the jama'ah is not valid if he stands more than 300 cubits away okay do you mean that the ma'moom do not have the reward of the no, it is not valid. He cannot pray in jama'ah with the imam if he is more than 300 cubits away, if they are outside the masjid. He cannot. It is invalid. If a person is following a third person that sees the imam and he doesn't see the imam. He might hear the imam. Does he follow the third person regardless? What do you mean by he is following a third person? He needs to follow the imam. But this person tells him, he knows about the movements of the imam through this third person. But he makes the intention to follow the imam. So if he makes this intention and he can hear the imam, then he relies on that. Why does he need to rely on a third person? He can rely on that. If the third person is delayed, does he delay with him? No, if he can hear the imam, then khalas. He is not relying on this person to know how the imam moves. If that person has to add an additional rak'ah, the follower does not have to add an additional rak'ah. It depends on his prayer. Just the job of this third person is to show him what is the imam doing, and he follows the imam. He does not follow that third person. He is following the imam. Just this third person shows him what the imam does. Can the woman stand in front of the men because of space constraints? And why would she stand before them? Why not behind them? Because they are going to take the same space. She is before or behind. I don't understand the question. But if the people stand for al-jama'ah and the men stand, and then after the last row of men, the women stand, and then a man comes late and he does not find a space to get to the man's row, then he prays wherever he finds a place. That's how it goes. Yeah, okay. Even if he prays behind them, it is valid. What is the judgment when the sisters come to the musalla here and some are put in the basement and they are able to hear the imam praying in the basement? Is not valid. In this musalla, praying in the basement, it is not valid to follow the imam if someone is praying in the basement. According to the Shafi'i school, it is not valid. Barakallahu fikum. One moment, let me see what's this question. أي المأموم له أن يقتدي بمن يصلي سنة وهو يصلي فرضا يجوز مع الكراهة خير له أن لا يفعل لكن يجوز طالما نظم الصلاتين واحد بارك الله فيكم إن شاء الله we will continue at 12:30 من هالليل لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم بارك الله فيكم تعالى.